Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is going to be brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. A birding tour planned for tomorrow has been canceled due to floodwater making the Shiawassee River State Game area in St. Charles inaccessible. Flooding began last weekend, coinciding with the regional flood event. However, water has continued to rise at the Shiawassee River State Game area, where the managed wetlands are designed to hold water in a massive floodplain at the confluence of five rivers flowing to the Saginaw Bay. With additional rain expected late this week, roads around the area are likely to remain impassable due to flooding. In addition, the floodwater has covered the wetland dikes that usually provide paths for walking, making the birding route impassable. Until the floodwaters recede, officials won't be able to determine if dikes have been damaged, which is another safety concern for visitors. A Bay City man is in federal custody following an investigation into child sexual abuse material. Authorities say Zeke A.J. Smith was arrested after a joint investigation by the Northeast Michigan Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Task Force. According to a federal affidavit, Smith faces multiple charges, including sexual exploitation of a child, distribution and possession of a child's sexual abuse material. Investigators allege the case involves a three-year-old family member. The investigation began after local public safety officers interviewed Smith regarding concerns that a young relative may have been assaulted while in his care. During that interview, officials say Smith admitted to recording explicit videos involving the child and sharing them with another individual. Authorities also allege Smith told investigators he had been selling explicit images and videos of himself to the same person over the past year. Smith has been arraigned in federal court and is being held pending further proceedings.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Michigan's top law enforcement official says she will continue to challenge utility rate increases as Consumers Energy signals plans for another hike. Attorney General Dana Nessel announced her office will intervene in major cases before the Michigan Public Service Commission. Her statement follows a filing notice from Consumers Energy indicating it intends to seek a new electric rate increase as early as June 2nd. The move comes just 1 week after regulators approved a $276 million increase for the utility, set to take effect May 1st. Since 2020, approved rate adjustments for Consumers Energy have totaled close to $800 million in added annual revenue. Details of the upcoming request have not been released, but a previous proposal from the company sought more than $400 million in additional charges, along with a surcharge that could have pushed residential bills up by double digits. Nessel criticized the timing of the new filing, saying customers are facing repeated increases without the ability to choose their energy provider. She also called on state lawmakers to consider broader reforms to the utility rate-setting system. Meanwhile, several other rate cases remain pending before regulators, including natural gas requests from Consumers Energy and DTE, as well as filings from additional providers across the state. Consumers Energy supplies electricity to about 1.9 million Michigan customers and natural gas to roughly 1.8 million.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989 929-8167.
Authorities say a man shot and killed a Central California sheriff's deputy while authorities were serving an eviction notice. Authorities killed him after an hours-long standoff. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux says deputies were serving an eviction notice Thursday when a 60-year-old man opened fire on them. When more officers arrived to help, one was shot and later died at a hospital. The man left his home hours later and a SWAT team in an armored car ran him over while he fired at the vehicle. It happened in the Central Valley city of Porterville. And negotiators from Iran and the U.S. are preparing for high-level talks amid a shaky ceasefire. Israel and Hezbollah have continued to exchange fire, and Tehran maintains control over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Tasmin News agency claims talks set for tomorrow won't happen unless Israel stops its attacks in Lebanon. Donald Trump has criticized Iran for restricting ship movement through the strait. Meanwhile, Israel's strikes in Lebanon have killed over 300 people. The ceasefire remains fragile, with issues like Iran's missile and nuclear programs still unresolved. Talks between Israel and Lebanon are expected next week. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.